physics.com video presentation. So, yeah, I'm going to make a response video. It'll involve Professor Lewin's free energy theory. Maybe I'll call it my own theory just for the purpose of this video and say, yes, I've invented free energy. I can double your energy. Just give me any amount of energy and I'll put it in my little black box and I'll double it for you because real physics, MIT physics says it's so. You know, these people are so fucking arrogant. All right, well, I really don't like this Simon Dan jackass. His whole look is unappealing. This stupid Simon thing, like he's a science man when he's just a turdy little punk. You know, he's just so obnoxious. I will beat up mental deficients or mentally broken people. I mean, obviously this guy's got some problems he's going to pick on, right? He's got some schizoid delusions of grandeur. Just no doubt about it, right? They gave a Nobel Prize to that guy, right? That famous movie and all, which really wasn't that good. But anyway, you pick on it, okay? So let's pick on Professor Lewin. He's an old guy now. You know, we'll mock him as a liar and a bum and a criminal, you know. First for, you know, doing what teachers shouldn't do with their students, hanky-panky and whatnot, and, you know, just a bullshit experiment, a fucking fraud experiment, fake. He faked it, clearly. Must be the only rational conclusion. I mean, if I proposed it, you'd certainly say it was fake. If I showed it, you'd say it was fake. So why is it okay for your MIT professors to do it? You hypocrites, you fucking cowardly hypocrites. I mean, this is disgusting that people are applauding all these asshole debunkers out there, you know, when all they're doing is, you know, and they're doing it so aggressively. So here's a video. He's debunking a video that isn't even public. I mean, it's not on the guy's own channel, right? He doesn't provide any links. He doesn't even provide the guy's name who he's debunking. You have to go through a whole bunch of crap. You have to go to some other channel to find the video. And then in somewhere in that description, you have to find somebody in the comment section, who actually tells you who the guy is and what video it is. So you have to go through three levels of bullshit to sit there and even find out who this great hero of science is actually slandering and, rhetorically insulting. He doesn't even have the balls to give the name of the person he's insulting. This coward. This disgustingly stupid coward who, you know, gets applauded for beating up people who have obviously some sort of mental disorder. Who really aren't capable of fighting back. Where, obviously, I am. You weak-ass bullshit. You weak-saw shit for brains. But anyway, just disgusting behavior. So anyway, we won't bother with the, oh, Einstein couldn't possibly be wrong about anything. Yeah, even though you have what can only be described as insanely weak evidence for anything Einstein proposed as a fact. Ugh, God. So anyway, this is the poor sucker they're beating up on today. Okay, so he's a little bit of a free energy nut. Last video he's got on his channel is 4 years ago, and this video that they're ripping apart isn't on his channel. It's not as a public video. And this is what they're proud to do. You know, this is their proud work in defense of the great science is to pick on some guy who had 2,000 subscribers, got, you know, 500-600 video views on videos. Oh, let's go pick on him. You know, in defense of our great science, we'll go attack this horrible, terrible thing that's going to invade the human race. Well, you know, 1,700 views, right? This is the big threat to science. No, the religious kooks aren't. All the other crap in the world isn't. This is your big threat. You have to go attack this guy. Just pathetic. All right, so let's play the Professor Lewin loop-de-doo pile of shit All right, and you can, you know, one of you cowards, will you please, one of you fucking cowards, explain to me why, if the nutter, okay, if Nigel Cooper had proposed this as a theory, you would rip it to pieces, because it's obviously stupid, and yet you don't even touch it, you don't even talk about it, you don't even acknowledge the existence of this bullshit, this absolute bullshit. So this is the part that's important. Oh, we have to play. We have to have the ads. The MIT professor needs ads on his fucking video. $50 off. Amazing. Yo, that's how classy your science is.
When we were kids, Superman was our hero.
Yeah, they have to do this. We have to sell our scamming ideas. We are such scammers. We are professional scammers. Fucking foreigner, fucking bastards. You know, anyway. God, I hate this planet. All right. So this is a MIT professor teaching physics, prestigious, a doctor of physics, okay? He's not in any way suspect in terms of, you know, having some psychiatric disorder, so we don't have to cut him any fucking slack. And he's going to say something that's as dumb as saying Einstein's wrong. I mean, it breaks all rational rules defining what physics is bound by in terms of this idea of a free energy, that somehow you can have this much in and you can have twice as much out. Okay, and you got it for free. And it's all because of this moronic kinetic energy formula, which I haven't gotten one fucking response, one decent rational explanation for why Leibniz wasn't an insane religious kook. He overtly said your science is too atheist. Newton and Descartes were too atheist. Their science was a threat to mankind because it was too atheist. And he invents nonsense, utter nonsense, monads and solitons. That's the frickin' crap you put right in the center of your physics and said, oh, we're proud to do it.
Collision, this one will stand still, and this one V2 prime.
All right, so you have the obvious scenario. A mass M1, all right, same mass hits same mass, and it just does the Newton's cradle thing, and they just exchanges its mass because it can give its velocity as it is. It doesn't have to convert it. It doesn't have to make it go slower or make it go faster. It can make it go exactly the same speed, so there is no reflection. The energy goes straight through, jumps from one object to the other object. That's simple. That obvious in terms of what takes place. The obvious fact is the energy just slides from one object into the other object because it doesn't need to be converted.
We'll have a velocity V1, but that's a prediction. The second case, I bounce one car onto another one which is twice the mass, certain velocity, which I...
All right, so this is just a system. So if this was think of a thermodynamic bubble. All right, so a closed system, and now you're going to do something in this closed system. The closed system is just made of atoms of different masses, just items, objects of different masses, and they're not moving. And you're going to initiate movement. You're going to send in a little object with a certain amount of momentum. And their theory, as plainly stated here, makes absolutely no sense, because what's going to thermodynamically happen here is you're going to create twice as much energy with every interaction, just about. The only interactions that won't matter are the ones when the same mass hits the same mass. But all the other interactions where unequal masses hit each other, you're going to be gaining tons and tons of energy.
Don't know what it is, and now what are we going to get? So mass and...
So a half mass hits a whole mass, or you could say a one mass hits a two mass. What happens? Their theory is...
One is half the mass of M2. So this is a one.
So here's his little pile of gibberish. So just like they can make fun of some whiteboard bullshit that some other asshole writes down, like, you know, the magnet's zero mass and it has C squared energy, blah, 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 blah. This is the same gibberish. He takes the rational formulas of Newton, which is, well, and Descartes, which basically say momentum is energy, and combines it with a derivative. You know, they take a piece of some other formula that says something completely different about what energy is, combine the two pieces of crap to come up with this third piece of crap that's a piece of crap. because it's made out of the second piece of crap. The 1/2 mv squared equals, see right there, 1/2 mv squared equals. No, it equals stupid. It equals retarded. It equals not the truth. It equals nonsense. So why do I take this derivative, combine it with this, I mean, you know, these things on the other side of the equal sign, and assume they have to be equal? Why does something rational, momentum, have to equal something irrational, kinetic energy? And, you know, you'll like, again, if I was to argue this, okay, this was my own special theory, right? You'd sit there and in a second you'd realize, hey, that's a free energy formula, buddy. Well, let's play it
and
through.
This is a 2, and this is 3. 1 minus 2 is minus 1, divided by 3 is minus 1/3.
So, we have energy. 1/3 the energy is going to go that way. Yeah, we're going to end up with more than 100%. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. 1/3 is going that way.
So number 1 comes back. No surprise. If you bounce a lighter object off a more massive object, no surprise that it bounces back.
Okay, well, it was a surprise to the person who invented the theory, Leibniz, who believed that God says that, you know, it really shouldn't matter how big any of the objects are. Little things should be able to hit big things, and they both should be able to fly off at a million miles an hour. So, again, no honesty to any kind of context here. Now, obviously, it would be a surprise that bounces back if you didn't have day-to-day experience that demonstrates that's what the world does. But if I gave it to you as an equation without you having any life experience, you might think, why would it bounce back? That's the opposite direction. That doesn't make much sense.
So that's minus 1/3. And when we look here, we have 2 times 1 divided by 1 plus 2 is 3. That is plus 2/3. So number 1 will come back.
So these are velocities. So just understand, these are just velocities. So it sounds like, well, 1/3 plus 2/3, that equals the total velocity. The catch is that one of the masses is now twice as heavy. It can't have 2/3 velocity. It can't have the same velocity. You can't retain the same velocity in the heavier object without making more energy, without creating extra momentum. I mean, you logically can understand it just can't possibly work that way. You can't have a 100-pound person hit a 200-pound person and the 200-pound person leaves with 2/3 the velocity. Doesn't make any sense. It can't possibly work.
With a speed 1/3, which of course, since this is sign sensitive, we get 1/3.
And there's no sign sensitive, right? Energy doesn't care. So again, in the closed system, energy this way is just as important as energy that way. There's no, oh, they cancel each other out. In reality, there is no canceling each other out. If two things hit each other, they're going to make sparks. They're going to make heat. They're going to make energy going in different directions. They are not going to cancel out. There will be no, you have one going this way and one going this way, and you'll end up with nothing, a zero. No zero ever happens. That's what, you know, that the whole irony of all this crap with this stupid kinetic energy formula is they don't even pay any attention, you know, to the thing, to the people they name this crap after, like Joule, okay, who demonstrated that heat is the real consequence of work. Okay, that if you're not doing something productive, you're going to be doing something unproductive, that is making heat, okay? Because heat takes energy. It requires energy to make heat. Heat doesn't happen for free either. I mean, this is so obvious that, like, rudimentary thermodynamics. This is grade school thermodynamics that he's going to violate right here in front of you. This MIT professor, and not one of you takes a shot. Not one of you Dunning-Kreger. Not one of you with all your little fucking little cheap shots. Why don't you take some cheap shots at this stupid loony who's talking free energy nonsense?
V1, and this one is plus 2/3 V1.
Right, so twice the mass is now going 2/3. Well, in another video, he'll explicitly say, you can't fuck with momentum. You can fuck with kinetic energy, but you can't fuck with with momentum. And it has to go 1/2. Twice the mass has to go 1/2. And it can only go 1/2 if you didn't give 1/3 away in the opposite direction. The fact that you gave 1/3 away going the opposite direction means you can't even do the 1/2. Because you already lost 1/3 of your energy going the wrong way. It's real energy. I mean, I have to explain this to you dopes, you dupes, you Dunning-Kruger loser retards. I have to explain to you that it's energy going in that direction. It's not like Benergy or Zenergy or Condenergy. No, it's real energy going in the opposite direction. The reflection has to be made out of something. You can't have a free reflection either, jerks. Fuck. God, you people are so goddamn stupid, so arrogant, so obnoxious, so rude, so fucking juvenile, so dirty. You're just such weak cowards to sit there and ridicule anyone when you're so easily debunked. I mean, this isn't even hard work to debunk this stupid free energy crap. And he's going to do a demonstration of it, which is obviously a pile of shit. Obviously, some doctorate candidate did the work for him and set up the experiment. They found it doesn't fucking work. And they said, well, we know our mathematics is correct, so let's just fake the goddamn experiment.
That's the prediction. And the way we're going to...
It's an insane prediction. Okay, twice the mass, okay, so now you have, you know, potentially twice the momentum, but you have twice the mass, is now going two-thirds of the velocity, which obviously doesn't add up. That adds up to 16% too much energy. It can't go two-thirds. That's 16% free energy in that direction. So you already have 16% too much going this way, and you got 33% going that way. You have 49% too much energy.
Measure it is by measure the time for the objects to move over a distance of 10 centimeters. No matter how long you see these cars.
So he has to explain this to, you know, the students that, yeah, we know how to measure velocity. Oh, well, anyway, so this is sort of a waste of time. So maybe I'll just jump ahead. We don't even need the first experiment, but everybody, okay, we all agree on the first experiment. So now, and now he has to make his little chart, so we've got to waste more time on little charts.
Except if we are a little lucky.
Oh, and then, you know, he has to do his, you know, margin of error, you know, which is, again, so always made up. It's just so made up.
Okay. System is up.
All right, and then we have to do the... Do I counter zero?
I'll zero them. First, you have to tell me whether they are working.
I will all just right, let so he's just going to do this little blah, 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 blah. Who cares? Let's just get to the canard. All right, so the first experiment went very well. The first car hits. The second car leaves a little tiny bit slower, right? So the higher 196. So it lost a little tiny, tiny shred of energy in the interaction process, the transfer. Now, by kinetic energy theory, you know, these transfers are, we're supposed to be losing billions and billions of joules, okay? All the energy gets burned up in some magical way when two things hit each other. You know, because we have to lose half the energy.
Is the car, which has twice the mass?
You know, in the example of dropping a mass weight, you know, so you have a one mass object moving, you drop a mass extra weight on top of it, so now it weighs two mass with the same velocity. They'll argue that one half the energy was lost. Yet there won't be any sign of it. There won't be any evidence of it. There won't be any sparks and fire and all kinds of mayhem.
It's important that I zero it. And now, this one.
All right, so if I did this experiment, right, with some other instrumentality, but I do this experiment where I'm going to tell you, okay, I have this much energy going in. I have a certain amount of momentum. I have one mass going at velocity. And I'm going to produce as an outcome something that has 50% more energy. Okay, I'm going to have more energy going this way. I'm going to have 33% going this way. And then I'm going to have an extra 16% going that way. I've invented free energy. If we make this system, if we make this container, all I have to do is push that one atom, and the atoms will take care of it for all by themselves. They'll just keep bumping. The lighter ones will keep bumping into heavier ones, and every time they bump into a heavier one, they'll make 50% more energy.
Going to come back. So you're going to see this one come in. If you're the time here.
So let's understand the experiment is done. These are supposed to be elastic objects. They're elastic when You know, they're metal, hard metal. So they're supposed to be elastic all by themselves. We're not supposed to have to do anything to them. But somehow we've made them double elastic by putting springs on them. So they have little springs on them. Now, we know that springs just can't invent energy either, so they only can give back what they've consumed. So what's the catch here?
This one goes through here, gives you the time here. This one will come back, gives you the time here. Are they zero? Okay.
So if the loony, the guy that all you people mock, all you people think are, oh, he's too stupid. He's a Dunning-Kruger. He's Dunning-Kruger. He's all blah, 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 blah. He did this experiment. You'd agree and say, oh, no, he's really a great scientist.
You ready? Yeah.
I haven't seen anybody else do this experiment. So if anybody has a copy of some other physicist doing this experiment, right? This is their formula. This is him proving the formula by doing the experiment. Does anybody have any evidence of anybody ever doing this experiment and getting these results?
Go.
Okay, so there you have your times. The two mass object did the 186 thing. And and the light mass went back at 375, so that's 1/3. All right, so the smaller the number, the higher the velocity. So the initial velocity is 123. The one that's 1/3 slower, three times as much, is the 375, and then you have the 186, which is 3/4 of the original speed. And it should be a half. This middle number should be 2 whatever, something or other. But it shouldn't even be a half because you gave 1/3 back. So again, you have to acknowledge the fact that this was a closed system. The 1/3 this way is going to count as real new energy. It's going to go out and it's going to hit things and make them move. So if this was a thermodynamic equation, you would understand that all you're doing is you're initiating a motion, this much momentum, and the momentum will just keep growing and the whole system will just keep getting hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter. That this is an infinity problem. This cannot possibly be the truth, because we would all have free energy if it was the truth. We'd have a completely different thermodynamic laws. We would have completely different opinions about systems and how to make free energy. It's a free energy experiment done right before your eyes. Now, why is it correct? Why is this good physics and that other retard talking nonsense is bad physics? Why don't you tell me the difference? Show me the difference. Explain to me the fucking goddamn difference. All I see is you respect this asshole and you don't respect somebody else. And that's all there is here.
Okay.
Has nothing to do with the science, has nothing to do with the arguments made, has nothing to do with anything. So the real acid test, yeah, you know, he's going to look at these fake numbers, these obviously can't be true numbers. This one especially, I mean this one here, 186, can't possibly be true, can't possibly double the mass and get 2/3 of the velocity out. Can't possibly do it because it's free frickin' energy.
Now.
All right, so we don't really need to do the you know, where he does the math wrong, which is funny. But anyway, so there, that's it. There's nothing else. So where is Simon Dan, coward, pussy, jerk, shithead, shit talker, potty mouth, rude little putz, stupid little fucking punk? Why don't you take this on? Why don't you explain why this isn't free fucking energy? Why don't you sit there and explain to me why it's not free fucking energy? Why, if anybody else said this was possible, why you would say, oh no, they're true. Yes, they have found free energy. And you wouldn't ridicule them because they obviously did a great experiment, because it's obviously true. Yes, there is free energy. We just have to bang light things into heavy things, and Leibniz and says, and de Chatelet says, that we can have all the free energy we want, and God will love us, you know, because they all respected God. people are just such fucking hypocrites. Ugh. So where's the response video? I want you to respond. I want you to try to call me an idiot, all right, fuckhead? Try to call me an idiot. Try to make fun of me. Try to mock me as a human fucking being who finds you to be disgusting, a sick, stupid little petty bully who goes around picking on people who couldn't possibly make a difference in the world. Couldn't possibly be a threat to your fucking science, your fucking opinions, your fucking delusional fucking fantasies, frankly. Your little starship, Star Trek-y little fantasies. Ugh. God, I hate this planet. Fucking assholes. So, yeah, fuck you, asshole. All right, take on a real challenge for once. Let's see you beat up somebody who can fight back. You fucking coward. Yeah. All right, enough of a video. Yeah. Ugh. Creeps. So I could go through this comment section. All this, ha ha, oh yeah, what a retard. Oh yeah, you know, yeah, yeah, oh, we're so smart and they're so fucking stupid. Anybody who disagrees with Einstein, anybody who disagrees with Leibniz is a stupid idiot. All this bullshit. All this gang warfare. Just a gang of fucking morons. Look at these stupid icons, these stupid fucking idiots making judgments about anything. How much time have they spent thinking about any of this shit or having the knowledge to know anything about it? No, they're just joining the club. Everybody else is in line to take a shot at that dope. Let me punch him too. As long as a bunch of other people have beat him up first. Oh, you're all such cowards. Anyway, so this has been a draftphysics.com debate physics now. You know, let's have the debate. Let's see if we can find one of you defenders of the conventional crap. You know, the defenders of the Einstein and Feynman quantum mechanic crap. You know, and the Lewin crap. Your stupid 1/2 mv² crap. Let's see you defend it against somebody who can actually challenge you by actually pointing to the experiment and saying, explain, please. Shit.